AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The shooting has put a new spotlight on Pastor Joel Osteen's church. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Shots were fired at Osteen's megachurch, Lakewood Church, in Houston. The shooter is dead, shot by security officers, identified as Genesee Moreno. Police Chief Troy Finner says two people who arrived at the church with Moreno, including a 7-year-old boy, were shot.
We do believe it's a relative, and I think it's been confirmed that is the biological mother. And if I'm correct on that, it's the biological mother.
Pastor Joel Osteen says he is going to continue to stay strong.
There are forces of evil, but the forces that are for us, the forces of God, are stronger than that.
Audio from KTRK. The motive for the shooting is unclear. Police say Moreno had a history of mental illness, including being placed under emergency detention in 2016. I'm Ed Donahue.
Airstrikes this morning on Rafah on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip as Israeli forces raided an apartment and rescued two hostages. Local officials say 67 Palestinians were killed in the operation. President Biden met with Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House this afternoon to discuss how to end the war. Former President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to extend the delay of his federal election interference trial and find him immune from prosecution. In National Public Radio reports, former Morning Edition anchor Bob Edwards has died at the age of 76. Marchie Zarletta has more.
Bob Edwards joined NPR and soon became host of All Things Considered with Susan Stamberg. He was the first anchor of Morning Edition in 1979 and stayed there for 25 years. When he was replaced in 2004, thousands of listeners protested. Edwards moved to Sirius XM, and he wrote three books, including one about sportscaster Red Barber, who had on-air conversations with Edwards for 12 years. Edwards also once saved former President Jimmy Carter, who heard Edwards mention Rosalind Carter's birthday on air. Jimmy Carter had forgotten it. I'm Archie Zarletta.
This is AP News. The Kansas City Chiefs and their fans like Aiden Ryan.
My heart was beating like never before.
Are basking in their Super Bowl victory. Shelley Adler has the latest.
At a morning after news conference, MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes was asked what it was like when the game ended in overtime.
I was celebrating with my team. I started running. I didn't know where I was going. And finally just fell down. Hopefully someone found my helmet. But it was a lot of emotions and just gratitude, man. So thankful just to be able to be in that moment and enjoy that with my teammates.
Also enjoyed it with his coach Andy Reid, who was asked if he thinks his team is a dynasty.
This group here and organization are tremendous, and if somebody said dynasty and tagged it onto it, I'd be very proud of that.
The proud fans of Kansas City will hold a parade for the champs on Wednesday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thanks, Shelley. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.